never forget home. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Stakeholders demand answers as 87 civil servants illegally access FISIP inputs. UPND dismisses claims government has lost touch with the people. Apologies for the wrong headlines. We take a look at stories making headlines this evening. Government assures over 10 days of fuel supply. Government confirms 6 billion paid to maize farmers. Totoro faces war crimes against allegations over Mozambique massacre.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Now, government has assured Zambians that there is over 10 days worth of fuel available in the country to prevent disruptions like those experienced last week. Responding to questions in Parliament, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote said that the Energy Regulation Board, YEREB, has granted a waiver to all fuel transporters and oil marketing companies to allow them to extend movement hours by extra 2 hours to address logistical challenges. Mr. Chikote explained that in Ndeni and Tazama pipeline, they've been directed to prioritize diesel allocation to oil markets, while Tazama has also been instructed to operate extended hours to ensure continuous supply. The minister further assured that the government is holding bilateral talks with Angola and Mozambique to address logistical challenges that have previously delayed fuel transportation, reinforcing efforts to maintain a stable fuel supply across the country.
The current daily consumption of diesel is standing at 4.5 million liters and petrol is at 1.6 million liters. The country on average continues to receive 3.6 million liters of diesel through Tazama pipeline, and the balance of diesel and all petrol requirements by fuel tanker vehicles. Indeed, Madam Speaker, the government has put in place following measures to address the fuel shortages supply in the country. One, through the Energy Regulation Board, Ndeni and Tazama have been directed to prioritize diesel allocation to OMCs supplying to the retail market.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has urged the government to strengthen transparency and accountability in the management of donor funds within the Ministry of Health, saying that this is crucial as the United States government reassures support to Zambia's health sector. This comes as Zambia and the U.S. begin discussions to finalize a $1.5 billion grant aimed at reinforcing the country's health system. MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka says that sustaining such support will require governments to take decisive action against corruption, especially in procurement processes, and to ensure that all resources are used prudently. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Lioka noted that improved financial accountability will not only reassure existing cooperating partners, but also attract additional donor confidence and investment into the health sector. He added that the $1.5 billion grant represents a significant boost for the health sector that faced major challenges in terms of funding withdrawals earlier this year.
Clearing the air and also in demonstrating the fact that they were determined to root out the corruption that was associated with the sector. And the coming in of the American government in this manner is really just to show again the rekindled, level of confidence in the government of the day. And so for us, those are the issues I think government should watch out for. Mm-hmm. It is not time for complacency on the part of government to say now that they have done us, the U.S. government is back, then we can relax, you know, the tension in terms of accountability. That would be a grave mistake on the part of government.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our all in terms of how we view the support that is coming in through the U.S. government.
Government has disclosed that it has paid 6 billion kwacha to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, leaving a balance of over 6 billion still to be cleared. Agriculture Minister Mutolo Perry said that the payments have been facilitated through loan facilities from commercial banks, and government is actively working to secure additional funds from a 5 billion kwacha loan facility to settle the remaining obligations to farmers. Speaking in a ministerial statement, Mr. Perry noted that this represents an increase of about 4 billion kwacha last paid 2 weeks ago. He added that the government continues to engage commercial banks for additional financing to enable FRA to complete payments. Mr. Perry emphasized that clearing the outstanding payments remains a top priority, highlighting the government's commitment to supporting farmers and sustaining the agriculture sector.
We have paid 1,276,991,425 in auxiliary costs, related cost patterns, transport, loaders, grain bags, and others, bringing the total amount paid out, Madam Speaker, as at now, 6,159,350,000 kwacha. I'll repeat that, Madam Speaker. As we are standing here today, as we are sitting in this house, we have paid out 6,159,350,000 Zambia kwacha.
Governance activist Sam Zulu has called on the government to take decisive action against growing lawlessness ahead of the 2021 general elections, warning that continued disorder poses a potential national security threat. Mr. Zulu notes that if those involved in the disturbances are driven by ideology, there may be space for dialogue, but cautioned that the matter becomes more complicated if they are being used as tools of political dissatisfaction. Mr. Zulu has further urged the government to strengthen its stance on illegal mining, suggesting that Zambia should explicitly outlaw the practice, possibly through a constitutional provision to ensure clarity and enforcement.
They should engage government if they have any serious concern that government should address or that they want government to attend to. To the government, I want to mention that they should equally address several issues affecting the population on the continent. One such issue is, first of all, the issue of unemployment, which is frustrating a lot of young people in that province. I'm saying this because I'm a product of that province, and I know that it is quite difficult for the young people in that province to accept many things that are happening.
And now, business news. Business news.
In our business news this evening, Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has cautioned that Zambia risks destabilizing its mining sector if it continues to promote the notion that solar energy alone can sustain large-scale mining operations. Mr. Kangombe says that the growing narrative among some engineers and commentators calling for a heavy shift towards solar power for mining is technically flawed and unrealistic. He explained that although solar energy is an important part of Zambia's renewable energy agenda, it cannot provide the constant high load and uninterrupted power required by mining operations, which depend rather on a steady base load, electricity to run machinery, processing plants, and critical safety systems. Mr. Kangombe stressed that instead of relying excessively on solar, Zambia should focus on strengthening hydroelectric generation, exploring thermal power options, and upgrading transmission and distribution infrastructure.
I've argued that, and this is backed by technical information, that solar is variable power. It's variable power, meaning depending on the intensity of the sun, depending on how much sunlight we are able to get onto the solar panels, the level of generation of power is different. Secondly, we know that there are lithium batteries that are used to charge the battery before you can discharge the power. So all those things put together, you realize that you can't run a three-phase